that's bad.
Now, the top part of a corn that you take off is the...
Shuck.
Yeah, and the top of a corn stalk is
the... Tassel.
And that stuff that you have to take off the ear.
Silk.
Yeah, and the this is the kind of big vegetable that grows in the garden. They're orange. Some of them are shaped like gourds, kind of. They're kind of related to gourds.
Yeah, we call them squash.
Yeah, and now you mentioned mushmelon and watermelon. What other kind of melons are you...
Well, there's one that you make citron, or you make preserves out of, called a citron melon. And then there's one that smells good that is called, let's see, I can't think of the name what it's called now. But it smells real good. Doesn't taste good.
How about cantaloupe? Is that...
Cantaloupe, mushmelon, the same thing.
Okay, and how about honeydew melon?
We don't grow them here, but we eat them once in a while.
You do raise the mushmelon?
Yes.
Okay. Now, these things grow out in the field. They look like little umbrellas. They grow about that high.
Mm-hmm. Is that the apricot?
No, this is something that... Some of them... you've seen them. They just look like that.
Mm-hmm. Mushrooms?
Yes. Yeah. What do you call the poison ones?
Poison mushrooms, though, I know.
Okay. If you had something stuck in your throat, you say, I couldn't...
Swallow.
All right. And I ask you, I say, will you do this? And you say, no, I...
Will not.
Won't.
No.
All right. And if... it's a kind of a bird that makes a hooting sound.
Owl.
Now, are there different kinds of owls?
Yes, there's a big hoot owl and the little screech owl.
All right, and how do these things get up on the trees? And
peckerwood.
All right, and the animal that gives off a bad odor?
Skunk, civet cat.
No, they're different.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have the civet cat in this country. I think it's native Africa.
Mm.
But we got the... some people misname them. And I noticed that when I said apricot a while ago, that is a misnamer, and it's called a maypop.
I didn't know that. How about these little animals that might bother your chickens?
A possum. Weasel?
Yeah. Well, would you have a special term you might use for possums and weasels and all of these animals of this variety that might get into your...
Let's see.
Use the term varmint?
What?
Varmint,
yeah.
Yeah. And then, now these are animals that run up and down the trees.
Squirrel.
You know, what different kinds are there?
We have the red squirrel. I mean, it's commonly called the fox squirrel, the gray squirrel, ground squirrel, and then we have the little red squirrel called the boomer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the red squirrel is different from the fox squirrel, though.
Yeah.
It's smaller?
Yeah, and then say it can run out of the top of a hemlock tree faster than lightning.
Are there still boomers around?
No, we don't have them without the pine trees and the Smokies. Doesn't have cones in them, and if they've had a good year up there, they don't come down.
I see.
But if they haven't, they come down here.
Well, they live in the pine.
Yeah, in the tiswood.
Uh huh. I've never heard of that tiswood before. The stuff that you open this. You open up these things sometimes, rarely, and there are pearls inside.
Oyster.
Yeah, and this is the thing that makes a croaking sound, lives down there, though.
Frog.
Yeah, what different kinds are there?
We have a frog and toad both, and maybe two or three different species of those.
How about the great big ones?
Bullfrog.
And how about the very small frogs?
A leopard, little tree frog.
Yeah.